Second date update.
We got James on the line. James had a great first date with Myra, but no second date. We're going to see if we help him out. First of all, James, tell everybody how you met Myra.
We met on Match.com.
Okay. What did you guys do on your date?
We first met up for coffee just to kind of get to know each other. And then we decided after that to have like more of a proper date. So we went out for dinner.
And how did that go?
I thought it went really well. I felt like we hit it off. It was really nice.
But you're calling us. So are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
That's correct. Yeah. I didn't really hear from her and don't know what maybe I did wrong. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call. See if we can figure out what's going on. See if we get your second date. Okay.
All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Thanks.
All right, we got James on the line. James had a great first date with Myra, but no second date.
And we're going to see if we can help her out. We've gotten hold of Myra. And Myra, do you remember going out with James?
Oh, yes.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date, but for some reason, he never heard from you after that, and he asked us to call you on his behalf.
Okay, so here's what happened. We first met for coffee just to like kind of like a preliminary date, I guess, in the afternoon, and it went well, and we decided to like have a more proper date. And a few nights later, we went out to dinner, and at that dinner, he gave me a Christmas present, which I thought was really sweet, but he gave me diamond earrings, and it was too much. Like, it just made me feel really uncomfortable.
Okay, and you just only basically went on that one date and he gave you diamond earrings.
Yeah. I tried to give them back to him and he wouldn't accept them, and I would still like to give them back, but yeah, it was way too much for the second date. I mean, it was like technically our first like real date.
Are you sure they were real diamonds?
I haven't gotten them appraised or anything, but they look real, and he definitely, like, he didn't say, like, you know, oh, like, you know, they were cheap, or like, oh, these are fake, I just thought they were pretty. It seemed like they were real.
And because of that, that's why you didn't call him back?
Yeah, it was just kind of overwhelming, and I don't know, I kind of thought it was inappropriate.
Okay, well, here's the deal. James asked us to call you on his behalf. He didn't tell us anything about a gift or anything. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just to kind of... If you don't want to do this, we can end this right here.
It's okay. I feel like he kind of knows, but I guess not if he called you guys. So yeah, you can bring him on.
James, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I just, you know, I didn't realize, I wasn't trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I just, you know, I really liked you, and those are my grandma's earrings, and so I just thought that
they
were really good on you.
James, I need to give you these earrings back.
Wow.
Like, this is not okay.
Well, no, I mean, I gave them to you because I feel like you should wear them. I just felt like as soon as we met, you're meant to have them. You're just that important, you know?
James, that's sweet, I guess, but I really don't feel comfortable with this. And I told you that on the date, that I felt weird about it. And I really want to give you these back. And now that I know that they were your grandmother's, I mean, somebody else in your family should have these. Like, don't you think that your sister would like to have these?
Do you have a sister, James?
Yeah, he talked about her on our date.
I mean, my sister, she doesn't really wear earrings. And
okay,
her ears don't really...
Come on, James. This is just weird. This is getting too much. I'm sorry.
You know, our whole goal here was to see if you two would like to go out a second time on another date. Myra, do you have any interest in that at all with James?
No, I really don't. I'm sorry, James. I think that somebody will be really lucky to be with you, but this is just way too much for me.
Well, you should still have the earrings.
Oh, God. Guys, can you arrange to take these earrings and get them back to James? I should not have these earrings. I think that we all agree on that, and I don't feel right about this, and I don't know what to do. See, he won't take them back. Like yeah. I told you guys before.
We get it. We get it. I think we can handle that part.
Yeah. If you can bring them up to the station, we'll get them back to James. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, if you really want to give them back, I can meet you at the station. I can pick them up.
Oh, it's okay,
that's
James.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Yeah, you know what? Because we got to coordinate with our schedules, too. So we'll coordinate with her and then with appropriate time for...
Yeah, we'll get back to you.
And then we'll get back to you, James, when they're here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Myra, hold on a second, and we'll get some information from you on how we get the earrings. And James... thank you very much for calling us for Second Date Update. Sorry you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure now when it comes to Jamira.
Yeah, I mean, I guess closure is good. So, thank you.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.